guest with us tonight is NASCAR Pocatello Speedway. A lot this year, at least not in a race car. Talking with a guy named Ryan Brown. He's been around racing his entire life. The reason for that is his family, both sides, mom and dad, in the course of this podcast. So we're going to start off how have you gone so far this season in the USAC Western Midget Series?
We started out really well. You know, we came out of the box there some heavy hitters that came all over the country, and we're just looking to start off, on a good foot and run. We ended up picking up the win there and then on to the next one. At Bakersfield, we kind of stole on there from Michael Center. We went up to Ventura, I believe, later, and pulled up the hill there, and, everything going good. We ran last week at Bakersfield, but, it started off, better than I
would have been. Yeah, three times in a row. How did you get into midget racing? Because you started racing with only cars, you were in street cars. How did the midget deal come about?
Yeah, I started in 2009 was my rookie year. I jumped right into the 14th car of these last year. And, my family and my dad, we've been, feeling our racing cars, the early 70s. So, I tried to get out to do that, and then, all the races, and, watching racing online and all that, I just wanted to, volleyball always looked cool to me, so that was kind of how, I got into midgets, and then I started working at a Slinger Entertainment. I worked there for 5 or 6 years, and, my interest kind of grew just because I was part of the Shield, and built the car for Chili Boy, I think it was in 2011. And he kind of put everything together to where I could out there, and we went to Chili Boy and there, and I didn't really run midgets for a while until that year at Kyle Shogun. I was kind of in between sprint car rides, and I was only running my family car here and there. And Kyle Shogun, Jimmy Megan, on Kyle Shogun. And my first time outdoors, third, and I didn't know about it, but my car for now, Mitch, all that going on, he had plans to buy a car, at the end of 2011, and he did, and he came out in 2012, and I ran Nick Fox one race, Ryan just that one race, everybody was kind of scared of conflict going on, so I actually talked about that, at Matt Hill's house, he had no driver for the next week. I was like, I'm available, I haven't really got much going on this year, so we called that Saturday, and we got a start and went up to that Saturday and ran second, and I pretty much ran full time, so in 2012.
So you guys have actually only had one school there, and you've won the championship, so that's really impressive.
Yeah, we ran kind of a limited schedule there in 2012 because we kind of started a little late in the season. And then 2013 was our first show year. And we had to run a full Western Midget schedule. So that we had and been able to win the championship all 3 years.
Why is that team so good? It's not like Keith Ford's Motorsports. They don't have an unlimited budget. Why is that team so good?
Yeah, it's just three of us, really. It's Mitchell Johnson, his dad, Walt. Probably as long as my family, and him racing himself, PQs and midgets, and Mitch, grew up at the racetrack just like me, even though, different skills, sprint car track and use at the midget track, but, it's kind of passion in it, and really good work ethic both of them do. We kind of all three of them have our own, own way to take care of on the racetrack, each week, and when we're at the racetrack, we don't have a lot of money, but Mitch spends it in the right place, and, we got some sponsors to help out, and we just try to go to the racetrack every week to
Calistoga?
Well, as far as the mini goes, I like the bigger tracks, you know, because you got a little, you know, more room to ride. You know, for some reason, I seem to do better at the big tracks. But, you know, Calistoga is such a cool event, and it's always fun to go out there. I wish we could have pulled a better car and have a few more races, but it's fun to run a bigger track.
You're talking about the 1970s, but your racing family goes way farther back. On your dad's side, the Gardner, that's got to be getting close to 100 years old. Dad's been around, because I've been programmed since the 1970s where the Gardner's in.
Yeah, it was like mid-1920s, I think my grandma was back in those days, ran the 1800s for about 80 years. So, yeah, it's as far as he's kind of quiet about it, you you know, he lets me know what he's proud of me, you know, and he lets me know when I'm not doing the right thing on the racetrack either. So, you know, he's had, you know, just like any kind of father, you know, and then one night over, you know, helped out and you got home. But for him to be there, it was the first race he got into. I think so. Now he doesn't get to a lot of races. Malco kind of had a high race in there, about 2001 to about 2004, and then they came back with Nick and Blake and ran Blake for the season, and then my dad stayed up playing for his own car, so where, you know, Jack was the pilot of the motor, and we ran with Blake there, and Tyler Brown, I mean, so many race car drivers that I've drove for my island and my family. You know, it's been an experience for
you guys have some nice friends, including the 1990 Old Nationals with Super Ricky Gomez. And he's kind of a special friend to you, correct?
Ricky, you know, me and Ricky have always been friends. You know, he's a guy that fits everybody. Good time to be around. He listened to me at the racetrack, even though he shows up on the show more than he did when he was racing. Now that he's not. But it's cool to see him being involved in the Nationals. This sprint car, excuse me, this made it for 3.5 years now, actually, 4 seasons now. Are you on a sprint car with your own stuff for sale? We put my car up for sale, I think it was early this year, and it left the shop a couple weeks ago to a guy who still got a nice car, even though, you know, it's kind of known with Thomas Allen that he got it, so it's sitting in the shop. So there might be a time where I can drag it out. You know, it's probably going to happen for a little bit. Yeah, actually, it's been something I've been looking towards all year. You know, more of the major races the last couple of years, and, you know, that's cool, and, you know, I'm proud of what I've done there. But, I mean, I grew up in Paris. I grew up in Paris. I'm in a USAC CRA really bad.
So that brings us to this Saturday night. You're going to be a teammate. You're going to be Jake Swan. How all that come about?
I'm pretty much at the beginning of the year, ran that first race. Kind of struggled a little bit and didn't know what we were doing or what was going on. So they asked me to come out and kind of just oversee and look what was going on. I mean, I've worked on it for so many years. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm a little better working on it. Just come out and kind of, you know, see what's going on and see if there's any, you know, input you can put in. Ran Paris, I think it was the night that Spencer drove. And we had the car pretty good. Big caliper. Ended up, you know, failing there. I think he probably lapped in, but he still ended up running 9th. Ventura, a couple weeks later, I ran second in the heat. It wasn't really easy. I ran and he ran his third. I've been helping him would you be interested? I'm gonna run one night. Yeah, I'd be interested. So that was they kind of can't. It was about a month ago. I planned on running a car at the Sleuth to Indy, but the phone that was available didn't, you know, come out, so I didn't run. So I helped him. Same night, I would want to drive it. No, but, you know, this kind of Saturday. So for the runoff, is there a possibility of getting that car marked? I mean, it seems like a race race. Like, you know, I'm interested in driving it. It runs off and not sure yet. And we don't really got a schedule. I know it's Saturday and, you know, maybe it's an audition. I don't know. Or maybe they'll fire me when it's over. But hopefully I'll be able to, you know, run. At least on the Paris race this year. Oh, there's really no conflicts with the schedules this year. Yeah, that's cool. USAC did a good job. USAC 360 schedule, the budget schedule, the USAC schedule, no. The race together. So, it's cool for not only race fans, but drivers. You can kind of branch out and try to find rides. You get a Brody Roy or a Jake Swan. Or whatever, probably pull a couple more fantasy tracks off. You talk about Brody Roy, Jake Swanson, and you mentioned how you helped Jake. That last race event that you won, that was your crew that night, Jake Swanson and Brody Roy, so you kind of got back and forth with each other.
Yeah, you know, we're really good friends off the track, you know, us three, we hang out a lot.
School, Chad University, so they were kind of tied up to that, but, you know, they graduated, and Mitch kind of just said, here's the, you know, go to the racetrack, and, you know, and I was like, well, we gotta find a crew, for Mitch, so I knew he's been in our spot, and, Brady is, yeah, we'd be willing to help too. So I kind of put the whole crew together and we went out to Ventura. And I mean, they certainly went into the car. We had no issues with anything on the race car. Everything was ready to go before we got there. And we just kind of went out and had a good night. But I mean, I can't be able to help me. You know, as a volunteer, I couldn't pay for it. Even by the way, I could feel that was about it, maybe.
This is the first race in a sprint car for you back to the open models, correct?
Yeah, last time I ran was, well, last time I ran Nationals. I was at Bakersfield, the 360 show, I think it was in March. And, me my drive show, but yeah, I haven't ran other than I haven't ran a sprint car since so
I'm kind of sorry, you know, 92 this week.
It's a big coffee, which, you know, we did. I feel like Tom and Jay teams off, you know, in the last couple of weeks, so I'm excited to drive it. You know, we got our performance engine under the hood, you know, ready to go, and you know, they got everything it takes to go out there and be fast, so I'm excited.
Well, we're excited. We look forward to seeing you there. I call you Jake. Ryan Gardner, you can call him this guy here at Ball Speedway. Hands over to Sprint Cars, the best senior member. Weather was great. Spectator gates are going to open at 5 p.m. The first race is going to be at 7. It's going to be a full program. Sprint Cars, Sprint Cars. Ryan Gardner, thank you for taking time out from your busy schedule to talk with us.
It's Moose right there at Paris Auto Speedway, so that's pretty cool. So come on out and make sure you come down to the pits after and, you know, chat with me and Jake and maybe get a Moose race. The weather's going to be nice.